of Cthulhu presents Terror from the Skies by Colin Hart, Durham Cathedral.
Hello.
Hello.
We're all here.
We so are indeed.
Do you remember that Henrietta saw those guys through the window, you know, in a carriage going to the cemetery? We went there and we didn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that we didn't look for any bees on the
tombstones.
Yeah, yeah, tombstones.
I thought we did, didn't we?
I don't think so. No. What we were looking for was for open graves.
I thought one of the questions I asked was, are there any carvings of bees? And I thought the answer was a no. But
In Whitby, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe you did ask that, Doctor. I don't think we found any link between the graveyards.
Yeah, you didn't find any.
But we did definitely found the connection between Lillehow and the carvings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is the morning of Tuesday, the 25th of June. The morning after Miss Brown's near assignation with Jasmine Johnson. The three of you awake, come down. You're in the hotel, you come down for breakfast, and there's a rather bleary-eyed Mr. Krieg standing in the lobby.
Huh. Very nice to see you all.
Oh, where have you got?
I see you've recovered.
Yes, Mr. Krieg. How are you doing?
Forgotten?
Well, you left that note saying you wanted to sleep, and
I wasn't expecting you just to leave and leave me there.
Well, we left you behind for reconnaissance, good man.
I will sit down on one of the empty tables, so they will come and join me.
You think that's going to work like that, huh? All right, well, I'll go sit with poor Mr. Krieg.
Yes, we'll go see how he's doing. Inform him of our goings-ons.
So, did you miss the entire strange goings-on in Lillehow?
I did, apparently.
Yep.
I heard about a bus accident.
Right.
Yeah, you're quite lucky.
Bring you up to speed.
Well, I will catch up. Let's have some breakfast first.
Yeah, so we have we ran into the occult drummer yesterday evening at a music meeting. It seems
did you ever tell us what went on upstairs or
not? No,
not entirely.
Okay.
But Doctor, you noticed something, or I'm sorry, Major, you noticed some things out of place on Miss Brown.
Yeah.
But yeah, I believe we'll give Mr. Krieg the update and let him know that we went to a meeting last night, a music meeting, that's a cultist. Like Miss Brown had stated, and then there's another meeting tonight, and Miss Brown found out about some midnight choir meeting the following night, so definitely have some leads.
Okay, and what is your plan?
Plan to go to the cathedral for the day. Yeah, see what we find.
Yes, we. I guess there's a student group called the Azazel, which was the name that the cultists in Lillehow were calling out, that Ashton Brown was calling the people there. They were calling them his Azazel.
Jim, may I make a... Let me check if I have a cult. think I did.
We learned that he's a biblical
figure. Okay, can I roll a general knowledge to see what I know about the Azazel, the demon?
It's a no roll.
Okay, yeah, it's 19, way pass.
Yep. You are familiar with the biblical reference.
Okay.
Is there a local newspaper or some kind of, maybe even just a newspaper's provided at this hotel?
Well, you're at the best hotel in town, right? So of course, well. I'm sure they would have a. They would probably have even. They would probably have the whatever the Durham paper is, as well as I would think the a York and a London paper as well.
I'm gonna browse through the local one and see if I can find any references to a missing Durham University student.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You are. I'll just give it. No, you don't find any.
Okay. That's probably not too surprising. They probably give off. Yeah, everyone's away on holiday at the moment anyway, so.
Right, yeah, he may not be really missing yet. We don't know how long he was planning to be gone for, even. Mm. Or whether he's really a student.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if we do some researching, I could also maybe go and try and convince some chemistry students to make some more batches of this powder with some better skill.
Because chemistry students are always happy to make strange chemicals for strange people.
Yeah, always so fine. I'm sure that's worked out so well in the past.
Yeah, that won't get you arrested. Could you mix up this drug for me, please?
Liberal application of money should solve any problems.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because that also won't be at all suspicious. Well, that seems like.
Well, with the major's credit rating and persuade, I don't think it'll be a problem.
Ah.
Hey, back in the 20s, they didn't really care about prohibiting substances, did they?
In 1929, it probably wouldn't have been so much a problem. Tried to do it today, it might be a maybe encounter some difficulty, but
have all these cough tablets. Would you mind?
So what's the plan? What are you guys up to?
Let's see if there's a tour of the cathedral that we can all go on in the morning.
Yeah.
That's not going to take all day, so maybe if we then want to do things in the afternoon. Is it Sunday? What is the day?
Tuesday.
Okay, I had the impression it was the weekend. So, yeah, things won't be shut. I mean, obviously cathedral won't be shut, but...
Right.
Do we have any Ptolemitus books with us?
We have some handwritten sheets to give you, I think.
Right.
We'll hand those over to Mr. Krieg and let him know sanity.
I would like to, you know, since we already know that the Chang are behind this, and I would like to try to match whatever God is it that they serve or they believe in, you know, from the mythos to this other biblical God the cult seems to worship. Because, I don't know, it seems like either they are fools.
That seems likely.
Or we don't really know who are we messing with here.
Just this dude called Azathoth, I think.
Yeah, we saw that on the first chapter. That's right.
Does a successful mythos roll on a name like Azathoth, does that simply you know that it's a thing rather than you know what it's supposed to do and be capable of.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So we still don't know what that is. Okay. Need to break into the university library and take their copy of the Necronomicon.
Well, I know we still have to find or do some research on that symbol that was on Ashton Brown's robe. Mm-hmm. But like the Major was saying, I think if there's a tour of the cathedral, that would probably be the best place to start, since that's where I believe the meeting is tonight.
No. In 2 days, which is probably 1 day now, there's a meeting.
Midnight.
There's a choir practice at midnight, but this evening there's a meeting about the cathedral in the pub.
Oh, at the pub. Right.
It seems fine.
Well, maybe we'll find something to talk about when we get our tour of the cathedral.
Yeah, I think we start with a tour and see if we want to spend any time there on our own, or just on our own, depending on what we can do. Let's ask at the front desk, at the concierge desk. I'll go up and ask the nice man in the red suit there if he knows about a tour of the cathedral.
Tour of the cathedral? No, there's no tour of the cathedral. You can go in at any time. It's open to the public. Just go, walk around, and enjoy the art. It's very beautiful, very beautiful.
All right, well, thank you. You said the art?
Well, it's a cathedral, yes.
Stained glass windows types of things?
The windows, the architecture, the soaring stonework. It's a very beautiful place.
Anything particular we should make sure we see? Something it's famous for?
The whole cathedral is very beautiful.
Fine. Well, we'll go see the whole cathedral. Is it, do you know, sir, if it's possible to climb any of the towers to get a view out of the city?
No, they are. They are usually closed to the public. Safety reasons, you know.
Right.
Are there any other places of interest other than the cathedral in Durham?
Well, there's the university, yes.
Very well. Thank you, sir. That's about it. A cathedral and a school.
That is pretty much all there is in Durham, so.
That's all that is relevant to the current plotline anyway, yes.
It's only two locations somebody on your map you can click on. So.
It's good to have somebody in the know.
All right, so I guess we'll, since hearing that there's no tour,
just go to the cathedral.
Head on over and have a look.
Yeah.
There's the river if you enjoy some boating.
That sounds safe.
A nice relaxing drift along the river. Many people take a picnic lunch, and drift down the river, take a car back, that sort of thing.
Yes, we've had a good drift along the river quite recently. But thank you. And it's a good walk. We could walk there, right, Jim? It's not too far.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start heading on over to the cathedral and check it out.
Okay. So you return to the cathedral. You've been there before, right? Because you had to go through the cathedral to get to the professor's offices.
Right. I do remember being forced through the cathedral. Yep.
So the cathedral is still there. It is soaring and beautiful. After breakfast and all your conversation and stuff, it's probably mid-morning, right? So there's not really a whole lot.
Yeah, we wouldn't go before 10.
Yeah. There's not really a whole lot of people there. There's one or two maintenance guys wandering around cleaning things, sweeping things up, that sort of thing. A handful of people, 3, 4, 5, something like this, sitting in the pews, meditating or praying or whatever they happen to be doing. A priest or two walking around. Some other tourists like yourselves, or, apparently like yourselves. Looking and pointing, ooh, ah, that sort of thing.
I guess I would like to start by walking the circuit of the main chapel there, which is, I feel like is the Stations of the Cross or some such, and look at the paintings for any beehives or similar oddities in the artwork.
Yeah, just kind of make a scan for any of the symbols, maybe that symbol that was on Ashton's cloak, if it's hidden anywhere in the cathedral.
Okay. Spot hidden roll. All
right. 09. There's a very handsome gentleman sitting near the back of the church that has caught my eye.
Is he distracting you from your...
Oh boy, yes. He looks wealthy and handsome and single.
Everything Miss Brown wants. I succeeded with a 14.
Okay. And anyone else?
09.
Okay.
49 physics.
Okay, Dr. Worthington and Major Barker, you don't see any beehives or, you know, anything suggestive of a beehive. Mr. Krieg, you don't see anything suggestive of bees or beehives or anything like that either, but you do notice a strange proliferation of cow images.
Oh, dear.
Okay. As soon as I have a chance to tell them anything quietly, you know, in a very low voice, what's up with the cows?
The British among you may make an idea, may make a no roll.
I know.
apparently I do know.
That's a success.
Dun cow?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for the non-British, British amongst us.
The pale cow?
I'm have to read the Wikipedia article, because even though I knew all about it when I was up there, I've forgotten it all.
No, there was the Durham was founded when supposedly a cow and a milkmaid led some monks carrying the body of St. Cuthbert here.
Right.
Yeah. So, not particularly... yeah, unusual, but not... don't think we need to be scared of all cows.
Right.
It seems, well, it's kind of like just part of the mythology or the history of Durham.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, are there publicly accessible catacombs or basement area?
No.
Okay. Anything other than the main chapel that seems publicly accessible?
No.
I'd like to talk to a priest then.
Okay.
If someone wandered around. And maybe just ask them a bit about the choirs that use the cathedral. And when... Can you come and listen to them? When do they practice and stuff like that?
Oh, we have the choir that sings during Sunday Mass is most excellent. There's the Wednesday evening Mass as well. That's very good. Yes, it's a beautiful place to sit and listen to the choir.
Oh, are any of these at midnight? Do you do midnight Masses and?
Midnight Mass is only for the eve of our Savior's birth. No,
there are no practices late at night?
No, the cathedral closes at 9 p.m.
Oh, forgive me. I misunderstood my friend. Oh, well.
Oh, no worries, no worries. Feel free to come back tomorrow for the evening Mass, and the choir will be singing, and quite lovely.
Okay. Yeah, well, thank you very much. Okay. Go and just tell the others that apparently this thing tomorrow evening is not officially sanctioned.
Yeah.
It appears they break into the cathedral after it's closed.
Or maybe they stay in the cathedral somehow.
Mm.
Those rebels. Midnight choir practice.
Well, I wonder if it's going to actually be a practice, so to speak, like we saw in the woods.
Yes.
That she may have been using that as a code, or she may have been misled. She seemed like she was under some sort of control.
Well, we know all about things controlling people, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah, I wonder, so there's obviously the main entrance at the rear and probably some side entrances to the cathedral.
When you said there weren't any publicly accessible bits, are there sort of bits between behind closed doors and you know, signs that say "do not enter"?
Yes, there are. Yeah, and you can see, you know, there's a couple doors that are, you know, as you said, closed. Do not, you know, mm-hmm. private. Do not enter. That sort of thing. There's the main door at the front. There's the door at the back that you've already been through.
Mm-hmm.
To the cloister, which is where Professor Graham's office was. There is a walkway up above you that goes around the cathedral, and you can see the stairs to it, but the door leading to the stairs is closed and says private, do not enter. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just wondering if someone were to make a bit of a distraction, I don't know, if some young lady were to faint and require medical assistance, maybe someone else would be able to use that to take a look around.
That seems quite likely. And we can do that in a minute. That's always fun. the door, I'm confused. One can actually get behind the altar and exit that way. That's what leads to the...
Yes.
Oh. And I thought he was in a building that was... No, he's not in the cathedral building. He was in another building on beyond the cathedral.
Yes. But you get there by going through the cathedral.
Right. And conceivably one could have gotten there by going around the cathedral as well.
Apparently not.
Maybe there's a fence somewhere.
But possibly.
Okay.
I think they're taking liberties with the geography of Durham, but never mind.
It's a building that only exists if you come from the cathedral. If you approach it from anywhere else, it's not there.
Okay.
And there's the little sort of entry alcove between the front doors and the actual cathedral proper. It is sort of a traditional cathedral.
Yes.
So I assume there's clergy offices, basically. So one of the risks of sort of going into these areas, even if people are distracted, is of course there may be people in them.
Mm. The thing is, if we do come back here in a couple of days, not tonight, but tomorrow night, then if we have no idea where we're going, unless we're going to follow these other people, I suppose, but then we need to be a bit stealthy.
We got
several problems. We got to A, break in, which I assume they're doing somehow, and then we've got to find them, and then we've got to look at what they're doing and deal with that. So,
do you think it's possible that there's a bar or some other place that's called the cathedral that's sort of named after the cathedral? You know, some sort of student hangout.
That's a very good point.
Possibly.
I think it's unlikely.
Yeah.
Well, we could certainly watch the 9 o'clock practice or mass tomorrow and see if we recognize anybody. So tonight we have the 7 o'clock meeting, and maybe they will discuss certain things about the cathedral that will help us. I'm a little worried about making a ruckus here now when we may need to be somewhat anonymous here tomorrow.
Hmm. Well, I suppose our best bet, if we want to come to the midnight thing, is to find someone that's going to go to it and follow them.
Maybe wait outside, and because I expect Jasmine to show up, and I would recognize her.
We could always stake out her residents.
Yeah. Well, if a group of, you know, if a group of
it's true.
10 or 15 people are coming to break into it, they go see it. And we might recognize William as well. I think that's his name. So he wasn't, he didn't look wounded, huh, either?
Oh. He wasn't wounded. We didn't wound him.
I said that we, you know, my notes actually say that the drummer was shot.
I think originally Gary had said he was going to shoot the drummer, but then he shot the flautist. Because at least that's what I remembered.
Yeah, I wrote down drummer shot, dancer stop.
Yeah, I thought it was the flautist that got shot.
The flautist is a woman.
Correct.
Well, let's not listen because we don't want to find out. We might have to make sand rolls. Are there public restrooms here in the cathedral?
No, there are not.
Okay. Let's let me go have a seat and leaf through the Bible and mass book, prayer book.
Okay.
And see if they seem perfectly standard.
You can make a comparative religions roll.
All right.
Comparative theology.
That's a 33. I'm not sure what base is for a 1920s English woman, but
for Miss Brown, are Miss Brown is English, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, she can make a idea roll.
Okay.
No roll. Yeah.
Yeah. That is a pass.
Standard Anglican Bible and prayer book.
Okay. Yep.
I think the doctor is going to just take a walk around the outside of the cathedral.
Look check for out secret entrances?
The outside. No, just look at the architecture. See if anything stands out.
See if it's bigger on the outside than the inside or vice versa. Oh,
well, most definitely.
Start measuring.
That's just implied.
Exactly.
The outside of the cathedral is equally beautiful. It's a nice, warm summer morning. Late morning now, getting towards lunchtime.
And is there like a parish bulletin board in the back of the church, of the cathedral, or something? Normally, for like the the church community, like events and things that are going on.
You can find one. Yeah.
Nothing of interest, I'm assuming.
Bake sale.
Bake sale, all right.
Women's auxiliary meeting.
Quarterly rummage sale.
Yeah, nothing too interesting.
Okay.
Okay. I think.
Are there any tourist brochures for the cathedral?
I'm going to say in 1929, probably not.
Yeah. I wonder if we can go to the library, the public library, that is. And see if there's any writings about the cathedral, the history of it, or anything like that. I would be willing, but we'll probably be unsuccessful in doing such a task. But
we should look for forgotten places on the cathedral. Like the original cathedral was just.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, this was built on the site of. Such and such kind of a thing.
It was built on an earlier Norman church, I believe. That's outside knowledge, so.
Right. Well, apparently it could conceivably be inside knowledge. Maybe we should have some lunch and go to the library.
Yeah, we can spend some
time there. Go to the local library rather than, because the university library were.
They were not so friendly.
Meanies.
Right.
And we unfortunately don't have the professor to let us.
Yeah. I don't know about a visiting German non-scholar. Someone with Mr. in his name. So, yeah.
So,
is there something else?
Lunch and library?
Yeah. Yeah, for that. And if not the library, we can... I mean, if that fails us, maybe there's a used bookstore, an old bookstore that would have something.
Yes, we could also, I mean, I know this isn't a really big city, but we also kind of haven't really found any information on that Sam Miller guy.
Yeah.
Sam Miller.
One of the names listed.
Oh, right. Careful.
And there's Amanda Freeman Danby, but that's not so helpful.
Yeah, but you think Sam Miller's in Durham somewhere?
We don't have any reason to believe that, do we?
Nothing.
Yeah, no, we don't have any information on Sam Miller.
Oh, so somewhere in the country, perhaps.
Hopefully.
Excellent. Okay.
Then, yeah, I think head to the library. Mm-hmm. Want to look up, see if I can find anything on this symbol that was on Ashton Brown's cloak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, lunch is had. If you return to the hotel or just go to one of the local pubs, it's not a problem. Good solid English lunch. There is a city library. It's, you know, not nearly as extensive as the university library, but at least it is open to the public. So you are welcome to browse for search for whatever you like. Dr. Worthington is going after star symbols, I believe you said.
Yes, that is correct.
Strange, however many pointed stars that was. I don't even know. Where is it?
Eight. I think it was 8 pointed.
Yeah, that seems right. Library use roll, Dr. Brithington.
That's a fail with a 77.
Yeah, you don't find anything about... about 8 pointed star designs.
Something on the Amish.
Rubbish. I can find 9 pointed, 7 pointed, 5 pointed, all of them. Just no 8-pointed.
Anyone else on a library search?
Yeah, yes, cathedral history stuff.
Correct.
Ah, okay. Mr. Krieg and Miss Brown, library use?
Ooh, that's an 05. That's very exciting for me.
28, I passed.
Okay. Moment.
Are we dealing with tagged skills at any point, or are we not?
You know what else, Jim? Anything that used to be a cathedral on previous times.
I'm sorry, anything?
Anything that used to be a, you know, not this cathedral, but anything that was referenced as a cathedral, you know, when the... You know, at the very beginning of civilization in this town.
Okay. First, to answer your question, Edwin, I will probably let you guys roll your ticks at some point.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet when that is.
Someday we'll have a rest.
Yeah, you know, like when the whole thing's over.
Exactly.
You know, there really isn't another kind of obvious spot like there was after the introduction where there's a, you know, a full week of just sitting around doing nothing.
Okay.
So but just because I'm a nice guy, I'll let you. Actually, you know what? I was thinking about this originally anyway, and I think we'll go ahead and do this. Each of you can roll your ticks once at any time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you do it sooner so that you can do it sooner with fewer, later with more. That's exciting. I like it.
Any overnight. So any night. You know, any night where you're just, you know, like last night where you're just, you know, sleeping in the hotel, right?
Yeah.
You know, So any one time that you guys want to do that, completely up to you individually as a player, you can roll your ticks.
Cool.
Okay.
Unless you die before you have a chance to do it.
So, yes, cathedral history. There are volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes of cathedral history. You find out that the current standing cathedral was built by the Normans in 1093. It replaced an earlier cathedral known as the White Church. That the cathedral holds a number of relics, including some relics of St. Cuthbert. It has the head of St. Oswald, and the Venerable Bede is buried here. There are
Venerable
many...
what?
Bede.
B-E-A-D?
B-E-D-E.
Okay.
The poet.
Ah.
The cathedral has a library.
Ooh.
Which has a number of very early books. And it's referenced many times that they actually have three original copies of the Magna Carta.
Maybe we need to get into that library.
How old is the White Church?
The White Church would have been built about just 100 years before the current cathedral.
It was built in 993, roughly. And is there any history before that? The White Church was built on the site of some holy something, or, you know, why this hill or this location?
There's reference to the cow legend.
Okay.
And that's about the only reason that's given.
So the cow and the milkmaid would have located this spot as the...
Yep. Yeah, and apparently the story goes that the when the monks were following the cow and the milkmaids, they were led here, and when they got here with the coffin carrying St. Cuthbert, they were looking for a place to bury St. Cuthbert. When they got to a certain place, the coffin just became immovable.
Ah.
So it was like, oh, this must be the right spot. So. Boom. There you go.
See, the Shan could have done that.
The White Church was built in 998, actually.
Okay. She must have been some milkmaid.
Are there references to sort of catacombs and things below?
Is there drawings and maps? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
There are references to that there are, there is an Undercroft. There's no reference to, you know, there's nothing that talks about, you know, huge, extensive, grand catacombs under the cathedral, but, just an Undercroft.
Does it say where the relics are? Are they buried or are they stored? Or?
They're in the cathedral proper.
Like in somebody's office? I mean, there must be a sculpture or a statue or something that houses them.
Yeah, yeah, just a...
They're probably on display on there.
Yeah.
I see there's a cemetery as well.
Inside this box is the head of, you know, so forth. And
okay, oh, so we would have seen that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about I'll help the doctor with his library use role? Trying to find something on this symbol.
Can I do one other thing? One of the things I would like to do, or I don't know if we want to do this now or later, is make sure, sort of using my general ability of defrauding people, make sure I learn enough appropriate things. So that this evening at the historical meeting, I have a chance to sort of, you know, so I would like to focus on stuff that seems appropriate fitting in better at a historical meeting, which I would typically use to get money from people, but in this case, I'm using for better, higher purposes.
So in other words, knowledge of the cathedral?
Well, I guess it's sort of a pre-persuade role, is what I'm, or a pre-fast talk.
To convince people that you were educated in the cathedral.
Exactly. So using these volumes, yes, yeah, so sort of picking up enough, or picking up appropriate stuff out of this knowledge so that I have a... Yeah, so that I can... So that, anyway, I'll just roll into my... That's just my fast talk roll, I guess, when the time comes. But I am focusing on that type of thing as opposed to really learning.
Okay.
Which is what those more scholarly folks are up to. I will focus on memorizing certain facts that will allow me to appear knowledgeable.
Okay. When the time comes for a persuade or fast talk roll on that subject, you will have a bonus.
Sweet.
You will probably need to remind me of that, but...
I'll hopefully remember. Yeah.
I was going to try and help the doctor because he seems to be having no luck with his search.
Ah, yes. Go ahead.
52. Where's my library? Look, my library uses... Oh, no. 54. There we go. Success.
You find a couple volumes specifically on star-shaped symbols. Mm-hmm. But you don't find any particular reference to an eight-pointed star in a circle that looks like the symbol you saw.
We know it's not a common symbol. Okay.
And this has taken up most of the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, once again, I feel like we need the professor to try to talk his way into the cathedral library.
So why don't we have a cleric in our group?
And what time is the meeting at tonight?
7 p.m. at the Buffalo's Head Pub.
How are we going to approach this? Are we all going to turn up and sit there, or are we... Given that we don't really want to be... Maybe I still think we should send Mr. Krieg in.
I'm wondering, just because we could have him at a table by himself, and then we could go and... since we're already sort of ruined, right, but he could be there in the side... You know, it's nice about it being in a pub, is it?
Didn't we say we would just try and... get a corner sort of near to them. Yeah.
And they may have a private room or something. But
you know what we could do? We could go there now, mm-hmm. have some food there, if they do food, and just sort of be there when they start to come in.
Yep.
Yeah. They probably don't serve food, and then that ruins that. But
well, sounds like a plan worth trying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to head to the Buffalo Head Pub?
Sure.
Unfortunately, okay. Okay, yes, they do serve food. The pub itself has, there's the main floor, you know, with all the tables, the bar on one side, that sort of thing. There's a stairway that leads upstairs. The pub is pretty busy. There's, you know, you're able to find a table for the four of you. But this is, apparently a fairly popular place with the locals. There's, you know, plenty of people dining and drinking and that sort of thing.
Does the stairway seem to lead up to rooms or to off limits, or what's the... Not obvious?
Not obvious. Just a stairway.
Hmm. Well, I guess it's time to go look for the bathroom, and I'll head up the stairs.
Okay. At the top of this, so upstairs, there is just a room.
Okay. Table, big table, no table, chairs.
No table. There are some chairs. There is a lectern, and there is a young woman who looks like she's setting up tables, you know, moving stuff around. Who looks like you have the distinct impression that she is a young woman who is preparing the room for some sort of meat gathering.
Excuse me, is there a restroom up here?
Oh no, I'm sorry. The restrooms are back downstairs.
Oh. Oh, hey, what are you setting up for? Is there a birthday party?
No, we're a student society having a meeting this evening about the we study the cathedral history and architecture, and we're having a meeting here this evening.
Oh, how very interesting. Is it open to the public?
Yes, it is. If you'd be interested, if that's something you would be interested in hearing about, we're having a guest speaker this evening, Professor Hook. He's very much an expert on English cathedrals and their geometry and why they were built and how. And
well, that sounds fascinating. Is he local or is he from coming in from out of town?
That's a good question. He's local. He's a professor here at the university.
Fascinating. And what's his specific topic this evening? Just sort of a general.
Just a general discussion of on the geometry of English cathedrals.
Oh. Okay. Well, that sounds great. What time are you starting?
7 p.m.
Well, thank you. Maybe we'll come up after dinner. Do you expect to be fairly full?
I should be fairly busy. Should be fairly okay. Good crowd.
Oh, very nice. Well, thank you. I'll head back downstairs and report thusly that there's a fully clad young woman upstairs.
Miss Brown, you can make an idea roll.
Okay. That's probably not gonna pass. Let's see. Nope.
As Miss Brown, probably, I presume you're going to share, you know, that whole.
Yep.
The rest of you can make an idea roll.
Success. 23.
If it didn't seem odd before, it definitely strikes you as a bit odd. Hearing Miss Brown talk about the young lady mentioned that they expect a good crowd, this does seem an odd time of year for a student society to be meeting in. Period, much less expecting a big crowd.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, we had that idea when we were looking at the flyers.
Yeah.
Which is.
We have to see whether.
But
they
if
are
they're all under students. Under the control of Shan, then that would be why they don't go on holiday. I think all the students here have been.
What we need to do is go upstairs, draw a giant, what is it?
Draw a giant pentagram or whatever, yeah.
Arnica, tie them all to their chairs.
Yep. I wanted to ask you, did the mechanical nature of Jasmine's behavior, was there any sort of resemblance between that and how Seth Gray was, did they seem, was there sort of any overlap there?
Make an idea roll.
Okay. Nope.
Maybe not. Who can tell?
Idea is, yeah, okay, never mind. Yep. Is not, no. No, yep. Okay. So, I guess we'll get some fried food, or maybe some boiled food.
Food is served. The evening passes.
So, I guess I've already made my presence known, but who wants to go up?
I As seven o'clock nears, you can see there. You know, people start to walk in. You will notice because you're looking that people are starting to walk into the pub, looking around, and head upstairs.
Okay. While they're going upstairs, what's the general age of the group? Are these students or are these all over the place?
No, it's students. Except for one. As 7 o'clock draws really near, you see an older gentleman in tweeds. Wander up the stairs.
Do we split?
I'll definitely go up.
Well, yeah. Shall we? Yeah. I think we should just all go.
I think so. Yeah, we're pretty close. We can hear the shots. So I'll go with Henrietta then.
Very fine.
So sorry, is it just Miss Brown and Mr. Krieg going, or are the Major and Dr. Worthington going? Despite the fact that the two of you are significantly older than everyone else you see going up.
Shall we just have a drink, Major?
Yeah, let's just wait down here.
Very well.
So yeah, I think just Krieg and Brown.
Okay.
Sit towards the back.
Okay.
Keep an eye out for William and Jasmine, and I guess there's anyone else we might recognize from the Lilla Howe, or that Henrietta might recognize.
Okay. Spot hidden roll.
Okay. That is a pass.
I didn't pass.
No, you don't recognize anyone.
Okay.
So right at, all the people are sitting in chairs. There's about 20 people or so altogether.
Okay.
Up towards the front near the lectern, you see the older gentleman in tweeds who you saw walk up the stairs, and you also see the young lady who you saw earlier. She stands up and says, "Thank you, everyone, for coming. This evening we have our guest speaker. This is Professor Mark Hook from the university here. He is an expert on the geometry of English cathedrals, and that's what he's going to talk about to us this evening. At which point, Professor Hook stands up, says, thank you, glad to be here. He starts delivering a lecture on exactly that, the geometry of English cathedrals. Why they are the size, why they are the particular dimensions they are, why they're aligned this way or that way, and he talks about cathedrals all over the country, not just Durham Cathedral. Presuming that you don't do anything to interrupt, his talk goes on for almost 2 hours.
Wow. Okay.
At the end, Professor Hook, of course, the cathedral we have here in Durham, represents a great deal of this. And he talks about the size and orientation and stuff, and some of the pillars in the cathedral and their particular geometrical relationships. To anyone who would like to, we will have a tour of the cathedral tomorrow morning. We will be going into a number of areas which would not be normally open to the public, but which we've managed to make open for those of you who are interested. Simply sign up with Miss Carter. And he indicates the young lady, and we will do that tomorrow at noon. Tomorrow at noon.
Wow. That was a lot of listening just to get that invitation.
he opens up the floor for questions, and a number of people raise their hands, and they ask questions about this or that particular technical detail and so forth.
All right.
I was asking if the cathedral was built on top of another old, any other old religious building or construction.
Well, the current cathedral was built on top of what's called the White Church, which was built about 100 years prior, just towards the end of the 9th century. Before that, as far as we know, it was just a pretty spot on the river.
Are there any remains of the White Church?
No, its foundations were completely taken apart when the current cathedral was built.
Thank you. And we'll go and sign up, I guess. Right, Henrietta?
Yeah.
I need to sign up for the tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just trying to think if there are any sort of geometrically interesting questions to ask and how they relate to... Did he talk at all about any sort of hexagonal tradition?
Yeah. We talked about hexagonal traditions and octagonal traditions. And
I'll ask him, unless he's already said, if there's anything about the root of the hexagonal traditions that he is aware of.
I'm not certain what you mean, dear.
Why is that an important shape to the designers of cathedrals?
Well, for those who would be interested in such things, it's... hexagons are strong. They appear in nature. There's he gives a number of kind of just standard esoteric excuses. Nothing that jumps out at you as, oh wait, right, this is
obviously a bee worship thing.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll also sign up for the tour. And, I guess
we should put down the names of the doctor and the mayor, don't you think?
I was wondering if we should sign them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. We'll do that.
Oh, are they here? This is...
They were not feeling well this evening and were unable to join, but they were very interested in... the cathedral. Huh. Love to come with us, if that's possible.
Of course. I suppose that would be fine. Are you certain you want to be... are you working for these men, or...?
I work with them, yes. Yes.
Oh, you work... the secretary or something, I'm certain?
Quite, yes. We're, I don't quite understand everything that they do, but they do seem to be interested in the history, particularly in, this cathedral in particular, and,
Oh, my dear, working as a secretary for some old men. Really? This is almost, it's almost 1930. Such things should be beyond us women. Should be beyond us women by now.
Oh, this is I'm sorry. I thought it was a hook that was speaking to me. But it's the
no, it's the girl. Yeah,
the girl, of course. Okay. in that case, I might okay. Miss Carter, right? Yes, I would. I am interested in these things, and I've studied a little on my own. I just haven't seen yet how one might make a career of it, so to speak.
Oh well, there's a great deal of ways that women are becoming much more powerful, and women should be much stronger than the men. We are much stronger than the men, of course.
Oh, of course, absolutely.
The modern patriarchy and modern Christianity has suppressed women and kept us down, and Certainly not unlike, certainly, complete reversal from the way things used to be.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, well, the old pre-Christian religions were much more, had much greater respect for women.
Is that your area of expertise?
Well, my area of expertise is in empowering women.
But you know a lot about pre-Christian religions, or what do you, you're a student, no?
Yes, I am. Perhaps I'm sorry. I'm very busy right now with the closing up the meeting, and we have to clean up the room and so forth. Perhaps you'd like to get together for a drink later this evening to talk about women's rights and empowering ourselves.
Well, that would be lovely, yes. Just downstairs here, or when you're finished?
Well, you're welcome to meet me at my apartment. I have a apartment just down the street.
Wow. Where is it?
She gives you an address.
All right. Something like an hour hence, or more sooner.
In like an hour.
So let's see. It must be 9:30 now, or 10:10 or 10:30 now. Wait, we started at.
It's about 9:30.
9:30, right? So around 10:30 or so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I will thank her and go downstairs. I'm not sure what it is with the women at this university. I say to the old gentleman.
Children these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women's rights. Ridiculous.
I mean, is she going to? I don't know.
Really must stop leading these poor women on, Miss Brown.
Apparently. Yeah.
Psychology role, Miss Brown?
Okay. That is an 08.
She seemed very genuine about her feminism.
Okay.
In fact, with an 08, you would describe her, just from the things she said and the way she was acting. She is what we would call today a militant feminist, and she very definitely came across that way.
Okay.
She seemed very offended on your behalf that you were working for these old men.
Yeah.
And you didn't get any sort of come back weird to my room for some bow chicka wow wow.
Okay.
Vibe from her, right? It was. Yeah.
I'm sure her disdain for us will become apparent tomorrow.
Right.
So you told us about this tour, I take it.
Yeah. I assume Mr. Krieg and I will fill you in on all 2 hours of the lecture and then say, oh, and by the way. we've signed you up for a tour at noon. Assigned the four of us up for a noontime tour.
Mm.
And apparently we'll see some of the non-public spaces of the cathedral. But to be honest, sitting down here having a few drinks would have been a more pleasant use of time.
Also,
apparently I'm not supposed to be working for you gents. I did tell her I was working with them.
Spot hidden roll?
No, dear. Don't get any ideas.
Can I get a spot hidden roll from Miss Brown and Mr. Krieg?
Okay, that's a pass.
I failed.
Miss Brown, you see Miss Carter come down the stairs
mm-hmm.
And go into the pub's lavatory.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
You should go and talk to her.
Well, I was planning on going to talk to her, but do you think I need to go talk to her in the in the restroom?
Isn't that what you ladies do? Go all the time together there and spend some time talking?
Well, seems much more pleasant to talk in on a couch over a cocktail, to be honest.
Okay.
But I will watch if she... Does anyone follow her in or anything?
Nope.
Okay. I'll watch and see if she comes out and looks similar.
Okay.
It seems perfectly normal after sitting through such a lecture.
Yes.
She was up there for hours. Poor woman slaving away for a Professor Hook for some man. I don't know what she's thinking.
Okay. The evening continues to pass.
And I assume she comes out and leaves.
You assume incorrectly.
Oh. So after... five or 10 minutes, I'll go in if okay. She hasn't come out.
Okay. Yes. After ten minutes, you have not seen her come out.
All right. Well, with my hand in my purse, I will walk into the restroom, into the lavatory.
It is empty.
Oh. Okay. Well, I will look for exits, windows, or. Trap doors. I don't know. Is there anyone in here? It's empty, so she's not in here. Yeah, I guess I'll look to see how she could have left.
Spot hidden.
Okay. That is an 09.
And you haven't the slightest idea.
Wow. Okay. So there's not even a little window up high or anything?
Nope.
And... Is it a single or multi or?
It's a single.
Okay, so it's fairly obvious that I have no idea.
Yep.
Wow. So I wonder if she's turned herself invisible somehow. But the door never opened again.
Nope. Not until you opened it.
So I just opened the door and I'm sort of looking at the entire room with nobody in it.
Correct.
I will sort of, it's going to look foolish, but there's no one in here, wave my arms around, just sort of see if I run into any invisible people.
you do not.
Okay. Wow. Well, I will come back out. She's, that young woman, I swear she went into the... like 10 minutes ago, and well, she never left, and she's not in there, and there's no door or window or anything. It's very strange. She just disappeared.
I told you to go, you see? That's what happened when you don't listen to the old creep.
yeah, I could have disappeared as well. I mean, I guess I can see if she shows up at her apartment, but...
It doesn't make any sense. There's got to be some... sort of a trapdoor or something. You looked on the floor?
I did. I looked on the floor and the ceiling and the walls. And I guess I didn't, poke on the ceiling, but...
Is this close to the cathedral, Jim?
No, not particularly. I mean, it's not far away. It's not like anything's that far away, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's particularly adjacent or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Definitely something dodgy going on here.
Yeah, these feminists just have these amazing powers. I should look into it. It's quite marvelous. It was just normal plaster ceiling or whatever.
Yep.
I wonder if she's not real. She sort of seemed real.
I saw her. Yeah. She was taking names from the You know, there was a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. So she clearly should have gone, you know, through some secret door that we cannot see. But we have a spell. You remember?
We do have. I could go in and use that thing.
Yeah, use the sign.
Boorish sign.
Yeah. Oh dear. Yes, I haven't done that yet. Does it seem? You did it, right?
I tried once.
Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything too bad to you, right?
No. You'll be okay.
Wait, the last time we used it, it revealed a hideous monster that caused us to go insane.
What are you saying, Amir? What could go wrong? Just go there, do the sign, and tell us what happened.
I think you should go with her into the ladies' bathroom to protect her.
Yes, we'll supervise.
You're German, so it will be.
That's right. You could just go in by yourself and do the sign and pretend that you don't understand the labeling. Yeah, I guess I will go in there and try this Vorge sign business.
Okay.
It's one and one, right? One sand, one magic point.
I believe that sounds right.
Okay.
You make your hand waving. You feel slightly, you feel a little weak, a little faint, having lost a sand and a magic point, but nothing else happened.
Okay. Well, I will come back out.
It's like that bit in Harry Potter. You need to stand in the toilet and...
Oh, my. That was quite a fine yarn, that was. After it was written. So, I guess, should I go try to find her at her apartment? I'm a little...
Yeah, maybe you should and tell her that, you know, you like what she said about, you know, women having more power and so forth. And
I can definitely...
That line of thought.
Talk with her about that. So she must be young. She must be around 20 or something in appearance.
In appearance, I believe so, yes. Let me see if I can find her... She has curly brown hair, worn in a bob. She is of average size, maybe just a touch taller. She looks quite strong, you know, very lean and strong.
Okay.
Stylish, practical clothing.
Okay. And typical undergrad age.
So what do we do?
Actually, Greg, she looks in like if she's in her early 20s.
Oh, okay.
Graduate student age.
Excellent. What's her name, Jim?
Amelia Carter.
So we are close to of an age. I have a wavy bob, so we're very similar. how far is her apartment from here?
5 minutes walk.
Okay. I guess I'll leave you gents to your drinking and go see what Miss Carter has anything interesting to say.
Yeah, we'll say we go and watch from a distance.
Wonder if we should get our magic shotguns.
Yeah. You know, we don't know what we're dealing with here.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Maybe she's just trying to lure us.
A new force that's going to overturn everything we know.
Women's rights.
Yes.
Called feminism.
Henrietta, if you get to close, you get to talk to her, please don't believe on any of that. That's never going to happen, you know?
Don't go getting any uppity ideas.
Exactly.
Well, it seems to be a perfectly good system that I figured out how to work nicely, so...
that would throw off your whole game.
Exactly. Yeah, so I guess I'll go find her apartment.
When you go to speak to her, though, what are you going to... How are you going to play this, I mean?
Well, I was going to start by asking her sort of for practical advice in terms of how one might go about...
empowering their femininity?
Becoming an independent... I mean, this is something that's true to my heart, really. This is how I could become independent and wealthy.
Well, you find a nice, rich young man, and...
you find an older man who will die soon. I can certainly...
says, eyeing Major Marker.
Yeah, older, wealthy man who will leave his will to you.
He does have a con of 8, so...
Perfect.
So what are the other three gentlemen doing when Miss Brown...
What do you say, Mayor? We should get close to the apartment, you know? What from a good...
You say it's 5 minutes. Oh, I guess it's not going to be visible from the pub.
That is correct. So
we're going to have to. Let's go with her and sort of hang back a bit. So we try not to be. We don't want to be standing outside, under a lamppost, obviously staring up at the windows, do we?
Right.
Maybe. But we want to be near enough that if we start hearing the screaming.
Exactly.
Well, and if I wave at you in the from the window, perhaps you can come up.
Mm. Okay. Well, it's up to you then, Mr. Brown.
So I will. I guess my plan would be to. Well, we can just play it. I guess. Yeah.
Okay. So the three of you are just going to be standing around in the street then.
Maybe around the corner.
Cigarette. Yeah, up around the corner. Or there wouldn't happen to be an advantageously placed park anywhere near there, would there?
No.
Maybe we could just walk around the block and sort of every now and again come by.
Bus stop or something. Huh.
Yeah, until we get there, we'll see if there's any place that looks a bit more.
I mean, there's enough of you. You guys could just be sort of breaking up for the evening and happen to have a long conversation. As if you were all walking home from the pub and one of you lived here and two of you lived further on, and you're just having your finishing out your final argument about the. The politics or the sports or whatever it is you gents discuss.
Stand around having a cigarette and just, okay, yeah.
Laughing about this funny women's rights movement.
Yeah, when you get there, you can see the building where her apartment is placed that's really going to be your only option, is to stand around out in the street or, walk around, but there isn't some place that you can... You're not going to look inconspicuous.
I don't think we should stay in the area. I think we should maybe just walk around the block and come by every
couple minutes, 5 minutes,
5-10 minutes.
10 minutes and,
yeah, makes sense.
But not ever be far enough away that if there was, I don't know, a fire or something, it'd be too far away.
Okay. So, Miss Brown, you head up to. Miss Carter's apartment?
Yep. Once more into the lion's den.
Okay.
This time you take your clothes off.
That's right. I take my clothes off and knock on the door.
She invites you in.
What sort of place is this?
Her room is neat, well finished. It's a small place. There's, you know, like two rooms. There's a large bookshelf with a number of books. On a quick glance, they look like they all have to do with architecture, art, anthropology, and feminism.
Okay.
Spot hidden.
Yep.
She does have a wall calendar.
Okay.
And you do notice that tomorrow there is a notation about a choir practice.
Okay. At midnight?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Ah, Miss Brown, come in.
Thank you, Miss Carter. That's a very, very nice flat you have here.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Would you care to have a seat?
Thank you, yes, quite.
So he indicates a chair for you and sits down.
Okay. I will sit.
So you're interested in empowering yourself and getting out from under the male patriarchy?
It does seem like being my own independent person would be marvelous, yes.
Well, you know, that's the way things used to be. As I believe I mentioned before, the old religions were much more respectful of women, and in fact, many women had leading roles in the society and the religions.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting. It's what sorts of religions were these? Local British.
The old pagan religions, the old Celtic religions, and things of this nature, prior to the coming of Christianity and the suppressing of women by the patriarchy, women were being condemned as witches and burned at the stake and things like this.
Yes, I'm quite aware. Have you? You made a study of these ancient religions. I see that you have studied anthropology some.
Yes, well, I think that I believe that since the coming of Christianity is what took our power away from us, then certainly why not bring back the old religions, bring back the old ways.
So you're actively doing this.
Well, it seems reasonable response.
What sort of things do you worship then?
Well, nothing in particular yet, but we're looking at just trying to understand some of the old pagan ideologies and come up with what the right way to do things should be. Make some changes.
That's very interesting. Have you been run across anything with wasps or bees?
Wasps or bees?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, I was, I was just at an old church, and there was references to some even older cults, I guess you'd call them, of bees. And didn't know. It seemed like something that might have come across. These seem to be all over England.
Sort of
interesting bit of our past.
Certainly, there were any number of ancient ceremonies and all sorts of things were worshipped in the ancient times. So.
So you all sort of get together and talk about these things or reenact them, or?
And we're looking into doing so.
That seems most interesting. But what about other than religion, in a sort of more mundane way, more practical?
Are you, I assume you're planning on having a career when you finish here? Did I lose you or did I lose me?
Sorry. We'll just have to see how things go. Perhaps change will come sooner rather than later.
Yeah. That would be something. I don't want to be rushing this conversation in a unnatural way, but at some point I'd like to bring up the fact that she apparently sings. And you know, I couldn't help but notice that you are a singer as well.
Oh, I enjoy attending them. Not a very good singer, but I do enjoy attending the choir practices and the cathedral. It's very lovely. It's beautiful sounds.
I'm sure. So that's interesting. I was in the cathedral today, and I guess there's a mass tomorrow evening. But then he said they close up the whole cathedral. Do you you must have get in as a researcher, basically, or how does the choir has a special arrangement?
We'd like to go in, well after everyone has left, just for some privacy, and when we're just practicing, we certainly don't want, everyone to hear all our mistakes. Yeah, so the conversation is just going to kind of continue on that vein for,
All right.
However long you like it to.
All right. Well, I will chit chat for an hour or so, and take off.
Okay. So I will see you're coming to the tour tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. We'll see. I will definitely see you then.
Excellent. Well, thank you for seeing me. This has been a most enjoyable evening.
And she sees you out.
All right. I will head out as well. And this time I will tell everything.
You find a group of men standing around in the street.
Loitering. I call for the police. Yeah, so...
Should we go back to the pub, maybe, or go back to a hotel?
The pub or the hotel? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long day.
It's quite late now, I would think. Hotel probably.
Yeah, it should be 11:30. So.
Yep.
Yeah, the best bet. We want to be up and have a good breakfast tomorrow and then head to the
We have to be at the cathedral tour by noon, so yeah, we need our beauty sleep.
Are we all actually going on that? Oh, we were all signed up, weren't we?
We're all signed up. If you don't want to go, that's fine.
Mm.
I did say you weren't feeling well this evening, so you can continue to not feel well if you like.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, though, and she actually walked down while all four of us were sitting together.
Then she disappeared. She's not above suspicion.
I think definitely for the midnight rendezvous, we should take our shotguns.
Oh, yes, most certainly.
You men and your guns.
Yeah, I'm gonna...
I've been thankful for them on several occasions.
Sleep near my shotgun as well.
But yeah, I think I'm ready for bed.
Yes, women's rights. Would you like to carry the shotgun, Miss Brown?
I'm sure you're much better with it than I.
Which end do you hold?
Okay.
I wonder if we should break in...
Really spooky. But I think the answer is no, but I don't know what the question was.
Tomorrow when we go.
Sorry, can you repeat yourself?
That? Sorry, we didn't hear that.
Yeah, we missed that. Sorry.
You went to...
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I keep getting an incoming call. Yeah, I was wondering if we should just go and break into her apartment when we go to the cathedral tour tomorrow.
Oh,
what? So when you
guys go on the tour, you could go break into her apartment.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be more interesting if you went and... Well, that would be more difficult, though. To break into Jasmine's dorm room at midnight during the choir practice.
Ah, that's also a really good plan.
Hmm.
So two break-ins tomorrow. All right.
All right.
Okay, so the night passes. Wednesday, the 26th of June, dawns. Looks like another beautiful day in northern England.
Okay. Wake up, have a nice breakfast. And, yeah. So, what's the plan here, gents and lady? Are we splitting up and doing some B&E?
I mean, it didn't... Well, I suppose there might be something interesting.
Yeah. Okay, why don't you go... You go to the... well, Mr. Krieg and Miss Brown go to the tour, and I guess the doctor and I can try and break into this apartment.
Hope you know what you're doing.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know how to lockpick.
No, that's my job, unfortunately.
Well...
Do you actually have?
Well, there have been a few doors that have mysteriously opened themselves when I approached them.
Was it like a student residence, or was it a private?
Private flat. Themed.
Correct.
So there's no dorm mother around, but.
And was it in an apartment building, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah.
It's the kind of building you can wander into and go up to any of the apartments without.
Exactly.
There's no sort of.
Exactly correct.
Maybe there's a fire escape on the back.
Probably not. Was there?
Party luck roll.
So we did have a good wander around. Oh, I don't know why I'm rolling. Because
my luck is 40. Anyone lower?
I just rolled a 20, but...
I think two. My luck is 45.
Okay. Yeah.
Dr. Worthington.
Eight. Sweet.
Would you like there to be a fire escape?
Yes.
There is a fire escape.
But that's not going to help us get into the individual... Well...
Oh, it probably comes out of one of our windows or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and so this tour's at midday, so we're going to go and break into apartment.
Off at fire noon. Escape at noon. That's excellent planning.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
Well, she is going to be at choir practice at midnight as well.
What is there? Was there even more suspicious? There anything like a kind of I don't know, superintendent or some kind of?
So,
because I'm just wondering.
Not that you noticed.
Maybe, since I don't think we're going to be able to show up at the choir practice, and unless Miss Brown somehow gets invited, we could break into both Jasmine and the other apartment at midnight at the same time.
I think if we weren't going to
be invited to the choir practice, we were just going to turn up.
From the inside, then noon is a much better time than midnight, because at midnight anyone hears anything funny, whereas at noon, you know, it could just be somebody dropping a pot or something. So you could certainly see if you can rattle her door. I mean, if it's a simple lock, you would do something like this, but I don't quite recall, unless I do, what type of you know, how high quality her lock was.
Not very.
Not okay. Very good. Okay. So, well, yeah, I can give you a brief demonstration of what you might try.
I mean, the mage is also quite strong, so he could just kick the door down if it came to it.
Yeah.
But then... Okay. Then.
Well, know, I am a doctor. I could say I heard someone inside that I needed help. It's my duty as a doctor.
Then if there is anyone still at home, then they're going to... Oh,
well, it definitely looked like she lived there by herself.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about the other apartments.
Right. No, they will be there. somebody will be around. Although noon, you know, people are often at work and students are out.
Yeah, noon on a Wednesday, you would expect it's not going to be...
It's not a bad time for breaking and entering.
Mm. I
say it with confidence.
What's the worst that could happen? I'm sure I'd be able to just talk my way out of jail with a credit rating. Or
exactly.
Okay, fine. Doctor, so? You're up for a bit of
beautiful
breaking and entering?
Yes, of course. Of course, Major.
Okay, so Dr. Worthington and Major Barker are going to go break into Miss Carter's apartment while Miss Brown and Mr. Krieg go on the cathedral tour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's start with the apartment. Major Barker, Dr. Worthington.
Well, did Miss Brown give us her set of lockpicks and...
Yeah, I lent,
okay.
lent them to you and showed you how
and,
to use them.
And she gave us a one-minute demonstration of...
exactly.
Yes.
Brief tutorial.
Well, I guess we should at least... I suppose, first of all, when we... Does it look like we're alone up there? Is there, you know, not going to try to throw people wandering around? And...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep. I will try to pick the lock.
Lockpick roll. What's your lockpick skill?
01.
Okay. You can have plus 15% from Miss Brown's tutorial.
16. Okay. Oh my. 02.
Nice.
See, you just slipped the thing in and lifted and jiggled to the left and it should open right up.
Yeah. The door opens.
Oh dear!
Good job, Andy.
Yeah, this is easier than it looks.
You find yourself in a small apartment, neatly furnished. Some bookshelves with a number of books on them.
Well, close the door behind us and
start to have a look around.
Yeah, let's look at the bookshelf first.
The bookshelf is all the books appear to be on the subjects of architecture, anthropology, and feminism.
No sort of Necronomicon or...
Nope.
Okay. Is it sort of a small sort of bedsit type apartment, or has it got several rooms?
Just this main room and then a small bedroom off the... Off to the side.
Okay. I guess we try and search the place rather quickly and...
Spot hidden roll.
61
out of 70,
yes.
56. That's a no.
You do notice the calendar with the choir practice noted.
Mm-hmm.
And Major Barker, as you're searching... you pull open a drawer, and you find a piece of paper with the same spell that you found back in Tom Jenkins' flat about summoning and binding a star vampire.
Oh, dear.
Hmm.
Doctor, I think we have a problem.
What is it, Andy? Oh, geez. I'll
show it to you. Now... There's no point in us taking this, is there? Because she's going to know it already.
Correct. We could make a copy of it.
Well, I'm just thinking, do we? If we take it, then she knows we've searched the room.
Right.
You know, I thought we were going to have to knock the door down, but
we could leave it untouched so she doesn't suspect anything.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the better options so that they don't summon another one of these things to try and kill us again.
Or is it just too dangerous to leave lying around? I mean,
Is it in pen or pencil, or how is it written up, Jim?
Ink on parchment.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I was going to say we could just change like one or two things in it so that it just doesn't work.
Once they've learned this. Oh no! Wait. Did we ever learn the spell from this?
No, we didn't learn this spell.
Because it wasn't like the ones that we found at...
It was like Jenkins, but Jenkins wasn't complete.
I didn't believe.
Yeah, does this one look like it has?
And it's not written out in clear, easy to understand.
Yeah,
right. It doesn't have house gnome.
Right.
Download straight into your brain form.
Exactly.
How hidden away was this? I mean, was it top of a drawer or?
It was just folded up in a drawer with, you know, some other household items.
Okay. If she knows the spell, she's not going to be taking this out every day to look at it. So there's a good chance if we do take it, she's not going to notice it's missing.
Yeah, at least not right away.
We're going to have to deal with her probably tonight anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take it,
yeah.
And we'll leave once we've searched. Have we searched the whole place? Is there anything else worth? Try and have a look in some other places.
Yeah, and we've checked the bedroom too.
Yeah. Is Jim mute?
He may be mute.
Yes, he was. Sorry. Yes. Yeah, there's nothing else. You don't find anything else of interest.
Okay. Well,
let's go out and close the door behind us. And
yep.
Okay. We will cut over to the cathedral. Miss Brown and Mr. Krieg, as you arrive at the cathedral, you were given to meet outside the main door.
Yeah.
And there's quite a crowd of people. There's about 20 people.
They mostly look familiar from last night.
They mostly look familiar from last night.
Okay.
Amelia is there as well. Ah, Miss Brown. Good to see you again.
You too. Good morning. Good day.
I hope you enjoy the tour.
Thank you.
Shortly thereafter, official from the cathedral comes up, introduces himself as, one of the docents, and starts leading you on a tour through the cathedral. He, kind of takes you around the interior of the cathedral, shows you, all the pillars and the various statues and reliquaries and stained glass windows, and kind of describes when they were, when they were made and their importance and so forth. He then takes you through a door and up a narrow stairway to the upper walkways. He kind of says, as you're going up there, he says, okay, now everyone be careful. This is, perfectly safe, but there are no, this is 1,000 years old. There were no, there's no handrails or anything like that. So just be careful you don't fall off or any problems like that. As you're going through the door up the as you're about to head up the stairs, would you both make a spot hidden roll?
Pass.
Pass by how much?
12 out of 70.
Okay.
02. Yeah, worth something.
Okay. As the group is heading up the stairs, you kind of turn around and you look and you see Amelia kind of separate from the group. Amelia Carter kind of separate from the group. She walks quickly towards one of the pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Just as soon as she gets to the pillar, it's like a doorway appears in the pillar that she walks through, and then the doorway immediately disappears.
Okay. Let's go, Henrietta.
Starts
walking in that direction without waiting for Henrietta.
Okay.
Don't hesitate, Henrietta.
You go. I'll, yeah.
So where are you going, Mr. Creek?
Yeah.
Behind her. So I'm going to see if I can go to that pillar and cross over as she did.
You walk into the pillar and you are rewarded with a rather bruised knee as you just slam into the stone.
Okay. So I'll go back with the group.
Okay.
Damn it.
I'll have to spend some time looking for the mechanism that opens the door. But
she just walked through. Maybe she's got some sort of totem with her.
Well, she did disappear from the bathroom, so maybe she can walk through walls. But we actually saw a door open and close, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, I guess I will finish out the tour.
Okay. So the docent, you know, leads the group up the stairway to the upper walkway. It's the upper walkway, you know, kind of winds its way around. It's a good 10 meters above the floor of the cathedral. You know, so it's quite high.
Mm-hmm.
There are on the upper walkway all sorts of, you know, a number of little alcoves and sidings and, you know, as you, you know, looking about it, you know, as you're looking at it and thinking about, you know, the choir practice tomorrow, you know, you figure it would be pretty easy for someone to hide up here if they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Brown, would you make a spot hidden roll?
Yep.
Okay. As you're, you know, kind of looking around, listening to the docent, you know, kind of walking carefully above the, you know, along this walkway, you happen to look around and you see the person in front of you stumble.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your dex?
My dex is 9.
Your dex is 9. Mm-hmm. Would you make a dex times 5 roll, please?
No. No, I would not. I would make a dex times 8 or 9 roll for you, if you like. That's a 79.
So the person in front of you stumbles, they fall backwards, they fall into you, and they knock you...
spot hidden for that, huh?
The spot hidden is how you got to roll a dex times 5 instead of a dex times 3.
Can I try to react quickly and stop this person from hitting Henrietta?
First of all, yeah, you can make a dex times 3 roll, Mr. Krieg.
67. No way.
Yeah.
This didn't look intentional, did it? This person who fell?
You are not able to react in time, and Miss Henrietta goes tumbling off the walkway.
Oh, dear. With the other person?
No, the other person falls back and lands on the walkway at Mr. Krieg's feet. You can make a jump roll.
Okay. I've apparently broken my ankle because that was 100.
Did
it look like this person did this on purpose?
First things first.
Yeah. Well, that okay. Yeah. As I'm falling.
So you fall 10 meters onto the stone floor.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow. Would you like to roll the damage, or would you like me to?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
3d6.
Okay. So before you roll this damage, the 3 hit points that I lost in... when did I lose them? I meant to even ask about that, and I forgot.
3 days before?
Wasn't it 3 days? Let's see. Oh, it was on the bus.
The bus, yeah.
It was 3 days. Bus accident.
We have the healing spells that I'm sure we would have... healed you.
I did. We did heal up. You're right. We had heal up on 624. Heal up morning bus to Whitby. Oh no! And then it breaks.
How many hit points do you have anyway?
Not 3d6s. I have 6 hit points out of 9 at the moment.
Oh.
So I'm likely to break my neck on this particular fall.
You fall, and you may have 12 points of damage, Miss Brown.
All right, well, I'm dead.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I'm dead no matter what, so it doesn't matter.
There's some screams. People come running. The docent, oh, my God, oh, my goodness. And he kind of tries to rush everyone down off the...
I'm going to grab whoever stumbled on top of her by the collar. Are you stupid? You killer!
I tripped. It was an accident. Oh my god! Oh my god! What's he looks down. Oh my goodness!
Can I roll a psychology roll?
You can roll a psychology roll.
I pass.
It was intentional.
It was intentional.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course. I'm gonna grab this guy and I grab this guy and throw him over, you know, behind Henrietta.
Oh, wow. Sir, what are you doing? The people behind you, you know, kind of grab you and do you really want to fight everyone or?
No.
Okay.
He's German. Watch out.
He killed her. You saw it. He pushed her.
The police will be here in a minute. We'll figure all this out. Oh my! My goodness!
I won't let go of this guy.
There's you know, kind of chaos. People are roaming around. You know, the tour group makes their way back to the back to the ground level. The police show up. What's happened? What's happened here? You know, some medical personnel show up and cart off Miss Brown's dead body.
Yeah, I will tell everyone that this guy on purpose pushed Henrietta and killed her. I saw him grabbing her and pushing her.
Make a persuade roll.
Oh. Can it be a crit rating? Oh, sorry. Oh, 07. I passed.
All right.
Well, the police, you know, everyone else is telling the police that it was an accident, but you're able to convince them enough that they at least need to look into it. So they take him to the gentleman that you detained. They take him to the police station for questioning. And they take down your, you know, information and about the hotel, so they can get in touch with you later if they need to.
I guess this is the end of the tour, anyways.
Yes.
So.
Oh, but I really wanted to see the.
I want to see the secret chamber. Oh man.
So then, would the major and the doctor be walking up at around the time the tour was supposed to end and be like, oh, I wonder what's going on here?
What is the ambulance doing here?
Let me give one more thing for Mr. Krieg. Would you make a spot hidden roll, please?
Yes. I fail.
Okay, never mind then. Okay, so we will cut back to Dr. Worthington and Major Barker. What were you guys doing after? Are you going to the cathedral after your break-in?
Were we going to go and try the other room?
You did.
Because I think we've possibly tried our luck a bit too much with...
Jasmine's room? She's probably home, right. So, we were going to do hers at midnight during the...
Because we all want to go and go
right.
down at midnight. So I think we've proven enough to our satisfaction that these are the bad people. So let's enjoy this lovely sunny day and take a nice leisurely walk up to the cathedral
and meet up with our friends.
Meet our friends, yes.
Okay. Yes.
As you approach the cathedral, there's quite a commotion. You can see an ambulance is pulling away. The police are, you know, leading some young gentleman that you don't recognize out of the cathedral. And Mr. Krieg is looking rather distraught. And I think that's a good place to end it for the moment.
Oh, wow.
Excellent.
We need to find a way to, you know, to be able to tell if people is infested with the Shan. It's got to be some sort of a spell. Let us do that.
Cut open their skulls.
Yeah, that's what the shotguns are for.
That would have been awesome if you had successfully pushed him over and a bee had come out of his head after you smashed him.
Okay, so there we are.
Excellent.
Edwin, let me know what you want to do for a new character.
For a leaving. So. Yeah. I'm gonna roll my ticks on the way down. I have 10 meters. Oh,
I would rather roll than now. I'm pretty sure we're not gonna get a chance to do it later in the game.
Yeah, I think we should roll them before we go.
Well,
it's midnight, isn't it? We can't.
We can't. It's middle of the day, so we won't be able to do it before.
Nope.
Let's go back to the hotel. Have a nap.
No, you're right. It is Wednesday. You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go and learn how to use our shotguns.
Yeah. Well, I shoot skeet all the time. The doctor loves his country club, so I could give you guys a quick tutorial.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Excellent. Cool. Good all stuff, right. guys.
Awesome.
Let me know what Thanks. You want to do, Edwin, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
See you next Wednesday.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Later.